Good morning. It's time for the K-State Researching Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mary Jean, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, trees are essential to life, and it's both blocking wind and a lot of other stuff, but planting trees, always good to be done.
Yes, and the K-State Horticulture Department just came out with a great list of top 10 rules for planting trees this spring, and I thought I would share with you those top 10 rules, and hopefully if you're going to put any trees in this spring, it'll be something that maybe might help you out. And I will say, I don't know that they've helped with the wind much this year. It's been awful windy, but and maybe you've had some break because of the wind and you need to replace them, or you're looking to add some fruit trees. So a lot of different things to think about with our trees. And so in our top 10, the first one is select the right tree for the site. So to avoid serious problems, we want to find trees that are adapted to our location. Think about, does this make a fruit or a seed that is going to be a nuisance to you? Make sure that we're buying disease-resistant varieties, and we also want to make sure that we take into consideration the mature size of the tree so that we have enough room. We don't want to plant it close to our house and then have foundation issues or have it, you know, rubbing on the house or different things like that. So we need to select the right tree. We need to keep the tree well watered and in a shady location until we plant it. Sometimes we stumble upon a tree that we want, or we are in town and we can get one picked up on that day, but we maybe can't get it planted until the weekend. So just make sure that before it is planted that we keep it watered and keep it in a shady location. And when we move that tree, make sure to lift it by the root ball or the pot, not by the trunk of the tree. I know that's our first initial reaction, is to just grab the tree trunk, but try not to do that. Before we plant the tree, we want to make sure that we remove all wires, labels, cords, or anything else that is tied to the plant. If we leave those on, they may eventually girdle the branch or whatever portion of the tree that they're on, and then they'll grow in it. The tree will go around it, and so we don't want to do that because it will create a weak spot in the tree. The next one on the list is dig a proper hole. We need to make sure that the hole is deep enough so that the root flare, which is the point where the trunk and the roots meet, is visible when planted. So we want to plant the tree on solid ground, not in fill dirt. And then we want to make sure that we add that soil back and tamp it in when placing the tree. And so the width of the planting hole is important. It should be 3 times the width of the root ball. And so we want to loosen the soil on the outside of the hole so that it's 5 times in diameter of the root ball. And this is going to allow it to spread its roots faster. If we don't make a wide or deep enough hole, those roots may not get proper growth, and they can spin around, and then it will choke the tree out. So we want to make sure that we're giving that root ball plenty of room to spread out. The other thing is we want to make sure to remove all containers from the root ball. We want to make sure that we cut away all plastic, and think about those peat pots that they may be in. Some places use rolled burlap and wired baskets. So we want to make sure that we get as much of that away as we can, and we also want to try to do that as safely as possible without damaging any of the roots. And if those roots, like I mentioned earlier, have been circling around in the container, cut them and fluff them so that they don't continue to grow into a circle and then create that girdling effect later. I mentioned this earlier, but backfilling the hole with the same soil that was removed is important. We don't want to add peat moss or other commercial products into the hole because they can do more harm than good. We want to make sure that that soil that goes back in has been loosened up. It's not clods or clumps. And if we add water as we fill, that'll make sure that we get good root-to-soil contact, so that we prevent air pockets. Because if we have air pockets in that hole, when we do get some moisture in there, it can drop the soil down and expose the roots. And there's no need to fertilize at planting. Okay, the next one is minimize pruning after planting. Foliage is necessary for that tree to create energy to support itself and be healthy. So heavy pruning as soon as we plant that reduces the number of leaves and also the amount of energy that is generated. So we can do some corrective pruning to kind of keep the tree in the best shape that it can be, or removing any dead or damaged or diseased branches, and also branches that are rubbing together. But we want to make sure that we're doing only the pruning that is a corrective measure. Water the tree thoroughly. We've talked about that a couple times. We want to make sure we get it watered when we planted it. And then you want to water that tree once a week for the first season if we don't have enough rainfall. If we've had enough rainfall, then you'll be okay. All right, the next one is kind of one that confuses people a little bit. Mulching around our tree. We do want to mulch around our tree, and we want that to be about 2 to 4 inches deep and cover an area of 2 to 3 times the diameter of the root ball. So it's going to be a pretty big diameter of mulch around the tree. But we don't want to mulch up to the trunk of the tree. We want to leave a 3 to 6 inch gap between the mulch and the trunk of the tree, and this will prevent damage to the tree. Such as if we have the mulch up close, it'll hold moisture and it can create some bacteria, disease, also some breakdown of the tree and cause some damage. So think about the donut. We want to look like there's a donut around the base of the tree. And the purpose and, you know, great thing of the mulching is that it reduces competition from other plants, conserves moisture, and also it'll help maintain a moderate soil temperature. And then the last one is stake our trees only when necessary. Larger trees or those in windy locations, we might want to stake those for the first year. But movement is necessary for the trunk and the roots to develop properly. So staking should be designed to make sure that we limit the movement of the root ball rather than immobilizing the trunk. I have one more maybe to add, and that is just to make sure that we're picking trees that are grown, designed to be in our climate zone. So if you're going somewhere north or going somewhere south and you pick up a tree there, we need to make sure that that is going to be suitable for Southeast Kansas's weather. And the other thing that I'll add is if you're putting fruit trees in, to make sure that you're taking proper care of pesticides and insecticides and anything, because those do require a little bit more care. So I hope that these things help if you're considering planting a tree this spring. And if you have any additional questions, please feel free to call me at 913-795-2829 or any of the local extension offices.
A lot more involved than just digging a hole and planting a tree.
That's right.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.